However, sometimes I get a good feeling, mate. Yeah.
I beat Dave.
Such a dag.
I still go on about it. Sometimes I get a good feeling.
All songs in Australia. This is the way I hear.
It's a feeling like a I get a good feeling. Two, three.
Bring the beat back.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Do you remember Bruce Bush?
Yes.
What?
Do you remember Bruce Bush?
No.
No.
Do you not remember Bruce Bush?
He was your Australian news correspondent, wasn't he?
Yeah. He appeared on this show in 2004 and 2005. Do you remember? He was our Australian news friend.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Bush.
Yeah, he's retired now.
Yeah,
so don't even think about it.
Okay.
Right, it's 8:56.
I make hits.
Hello,
not
Louis.
The public.
Louis
I Welsh,
everybody.
About to play. Understand? Hackney is
coming later. Right. Love him, mate. Chase the status there. And hits.
Pardon?
Got a cracking pair of hits. Now I'm saying that, Dave.
Great hits.
Take that, Dave-o. Yeah. Right. How you doing?
That was rubbish.
How you doing?
Good call.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks, mate. I get a feeling that I've never had before. No, I get a good feeling. I tell you, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I get a feeling that I've never had before. No, I get a good feeling. Take it, people.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Mate, I can't understand a word he's saying.
What's wrong with your accent, mate?
I get a feeling that I never had before. No.
That's a Sheila. She sounds like a bloke. Get out of here.
Isn't it funny the way that it's impossible to be offensive to Australians?
It's true. I just had an email from Australia. Inviting us all there
to
enjoy the country.
It's a trap, Dom. It's a trap.
It's from Australia.them.
That email's from a Kiwi going, I'm Australian. Come to Australia. We'd like to thank you for your impersonation.
That's what they said.
Wink. That's true, though, isn't it?
What did he say?
Wink, wink.
Well, I don't know. I'm inviting us over. Maybe
doesn't
it is. Give us a wink, wink. I don't know, mate.
You're not catching my drift.
Good call.
I think we are.
You say that again?
I think we are.
We are. You're flaming galah. Struth.
What are you doing this album?
Pipe down, bouncer!
Yeah. That's Australia dealt with.
Mm. Yeah.
And obviously the Australian accent and the New Zealand accent are two completely different accents.
Mm, yeah.
If you live in either of those places, if you don't, sorry, mate, you guys sound exactly the same.
It's true.
No, we don't, do we? No, we don't, mate. Yeah, you do. Sorry. Right, it's 9 o'clock. Good morning. We're after the watershed. Yay!
Woo!
Okay, so we say what we want now.
Still can't effing Jeff, but we can have fun.
Man boobs! Oh, we're crazy. Look at those. Don't care.
Great hits.
I make hits, not the public. I tell the DJs what to play.
All right, thank you, Louis.
Should we go to Australia?
I'd like to. I've never been either.
I've been. It's really nice. I've been to Sydney. And it's nice there. Bye-bye, that was my travel guide.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Great Barrier Reef, up by Cairns.
Great Barrier Reef?
Great Barrier Reef.
What's wrong with a Great Barrier Reef?
It's a great reef, isn't it?
Well, you dropped your R's.
What?
Your R's, mate. Up it's by got a rut in reef.
A reef?
You got trouble with your R's, mate.
We could all go scuba diving in Cairns. That's a nice thing to do.
Cairns like what, to do swimming that. Pool?
No, Barrier Reef, mate.
Barrier Reef?
Yeah, Barrier Reef.
Here we go. Here's an actual text from Australia saying, as an Australian, I think this is hilarious. That's good. Say that.
Thanks
for
feedback.
You see, mate, that's because we've got a great sense of humour. Yeah. You know?
You have been looking for text for the last 10 minutes, haven't you?
You know, people can't laugh at themselves like, well, we can and all that, dag. So, yeah. And all this crap, like, people are too sensitive about stereotypes. As an Aussie bloke, I've got a hat with corks on it, and I like drinking my Fosters.
That's right.
See you in court, you losers.
Hey, one of those beer cooler things.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, mate, that's a documentary where I'm from.
No, mate, it's a crocumentary.
That's right, because of the crocodiles that are all over.
I tell you what, you blokes, unbelievable.
Oh,
mate. Oh, mate.
You're a Sheila.
I was saying to my wife on the other night, I was shouting to her because she was in the kitchen, which is a rightful place for her, as far as I'm concerned, mate. And she'd agree if she could hear me. Isn't that right, darling? Darling.
Oh.
It's right. You can take the mickey out of as much as you want, you fat moils, because obviously you've never been here or lived here or spent any time here. You'll be able to accurately portray us. Anyway, I'd love to stand around and chat, mate, but I've got a local gig working behind the bar at the local pub line tonight, so I've got to go.
It's just reminding me. Unfortunately, I can't say the word, but is it true that... Aled, you were interviewed on a radio station in Australia, were you not?
I was.
And did they not ask you about Chris? Do you remember what they
said? I don't remember the word was.
I do.
Yeah.
It was Hot Tomato. No, that was the station.
But wasn't it? Something to do with working with me?
Is he as fun as he appears on the radio? But they're big fans of the show.
They
would have
fans,
heard
yeah.
this link.
Yeah.
Did they not say that?
Did they?
He's a bit of a... thing,
did they not
he?
Say that? Yeah, they did, but in a fun way.
Well, we got a radio station sitting in Australia saying, come and use our studio and do the show from here.
So I'd love to do that.
That'd be great.
I'd do it. My genuine worry would be if I spent a week in Australia,
you'd have the accent.
My voice would ever so slightly. And I'm telling you now, if I immerse myself with locals,
yeah,
you know, by Friday,
by Friday,
that's what I mean.
Friday.
I'd be like, morning, it's Radio 1, it's Friday, and there's no doubt about it, my accent would change.
I was there for a month, and I did that thing with my voice that went up at the end, ever so slightly. Not quite sort of like accent like that, but you do go up at the end. You start going up at the end a lot.
Did you say Fair Dinkum at all?
Say Fair Dinkum Stroth, and I just carried a load of shrimps with me wherever I went.
Is there such a thing as a not-so-fair dinkum? Is there an unfair dinkum?
That is unfair dinkum.
Mate. Actually, I've got to disagree. That's unfair dinkum.
That's unfair dinkum.
Do you know how far it is between Cairns and Sydney?
17 miles.
It's about an 8-hour flight.
It's slightly further than from here to Moscow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's massive.
1,800 miles for those interested.
I must go. See what it said there, mate.
It's quite big, Australia.
Well, let's fix it. Let's go there.
There's nothing in the middle, though, is there?
No.
That's the thing.
There is.
It's all bush.
But it's bush.
Beg your pardon?
No, it's just a massive bush.
In the middle.
You guys are outrageous.
Alice Springs is in the middle.
Yeah,
is she?
Are they associated?
What's she doing in the middle of the bush?
I don't know, but she better be careful, because apparently it's massive.
Mm. It's just a big mountain.
There's
rock.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, that is massive, mate. You can shout into it and hear it coming back as an echo. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hang on a second. The Australian government are on the phone. Oh, they're saying stay where you are. That's
okay.
Fine. All right, thank you very much. Fair obviously, enough. They're oversubscribed at the moment.
Alex, today on BBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock...